It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
If you spilled something spicy on your nether region, what would you call it?
How close do you want me to get to the actual name?
We just won't do it. Okay. We'll get to our bets coming up momentarily.
Ghost pepper.
We'll get to our bets for tonight coming up momentarily here. A little baseball, a little hard locks from Ken. National Hockey League with myself and Bill, if anyone else got hockey bets. Side total props, Warriors, Mavs with me, Ken, and Rick. And then Nikki Football in the final segment of the show, giving you bets for the Champions League final Saturday, Liverpool and Real Madrid. But for now, we continue on with the ideal cookout plate. So far, we've got Ken, cheeseburger with bacon and avocado, potato salad, blueberry pie, and a Moscow mule. We have Bill, pulled pork sandwich, hot dog as his side, dirt pudding appetizer, and an ice cold land shark. Both very good choices by both of you. I guess next up, we'll go to Rick Camp.
So for the protein, I'm going with something that isn't that traditional, but I had for a good amount of cookouts for a while. And that's ribs. I'm not a big rib guy. I don't like putting in the legwork. But man, when you get ribs off the grill in that type of setting, it hits different. So I'm here for the ribs. Mac and cheese is my side. Like, if you can get some crust on the top of that mac and cheese too. Oh yeah, that's living. Apple pie, whether it's like traditional form or like, you know, apple slices where it's almost more in like a casserole tray type thing. Either way, apples, good. And my drink, I'm going with a summer shandy, like a Leinenkugel summer shandy type thing.
Okay, so I think ribs and mac and cheese is pretty righteous combination.
That's pretty good. Ribs is tough with the cookout because, like, if it's a cookout where you're like socializing with people,
there's no one I know that's making ribs well at a cookout. They're going to be terrible.
I fully admit I was spoiled for this. It was a friend's family that, you know, gave us the opportunity. It was like, hey, you know, invite some people. So I got to show up for a few years, and it was every time they had people over, they made ribs and they were fantastic.
Okay.
No, good for you. Yeah. Mac and cheese with the crust. Gotta have the crust.
Something very really crusty. Funny I want to say, but it's really inappropriate. Yeah. So we'll move on.
It's not now. It's next, maybe.
It's never is what it is.
Never.
Downtown Mike Brown.
All right. Well, I'm feeling a little salty right now because I was also going to say ribs because, like, I feel
say ribs.
Like,
oh, okay, say ribs. Yeah.
What kind of barbecue sauce you put on? What kind of marinade? We got anything going on with the ribs?
Marinade is generic, just store bought barbecue sauce. But you cook them. You don't cook them on the grill. You cook them in the oven, and you just put in, like, you know, you've got onions and like vegetables in there, and a little bit of beer. Like, there's a Polish beer that they sell near me. It's called Tatra. It's got a guy. It's in a yellow can. It's got a guy who looks like Indiana Jones on the thing. It's really good. It's
well, Harrison chocolate. Ford's Polish, right?
Yeah, this all makes sense.
Yeah. And then so for the side, that's the main. For the side, I got to go with corn on the cob. Nice Jersey sweet corn. You can't beat it. Dessert, chocolate covered strawberries. My mom makes them. We lost Bill and Bill just came back. So that's fun. Mom makes them. Chocolate covered strawberries. They're fantastic. And for the drink, I'm a simple man. Just give me like a, you know, a lager, like a Yingling or a Coors Light. That's heaven right there. Just nice, cool.
Cold or warm?
Cold.
Okay, cold beer.
You can't have warm.
Yingling's good. Love Yingling. Had a lot of it
Yingling,
in college.
Yingling is solid. Yeah. You know what I think my favorite, like, beer you could buy in a store is? Heineken Light.
Oh, I used to drink a ton of Heineken when I was like in my mid-20s.
Heineken Light is 50 times better than Heineken.
Okay. That's a lot of times. That's a lot of times
I'm also not really a beer guy, so what the hell do I know? Okay. I'll go last, which means I have saved Tyler purposefully for one of the last places here. Tyler, your choices, please, for the cookout.
Rick stole my answer because with the ribs, we're having a barbecue on Sunday. So we're inviting all our friends, family, all that. So my mom makes ribs. I'm going to have ribs. That's going to be amazing.
Why do you guys have ribs? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have that. It's going to be great. He also stole my answer with mac and cheese. I didn't get the crust on the top, but the crust, great.
Do you like crust on the top, though, Tyler? You strike me as you'd be like, I'd actually just like the Kraft with like the powder. That's like,
oh, no. In college, in my college days, I did. But like, right. If I go to Chick-fil-A, I got a little crust on it.
Well, now Tyler has become avant-garde.
Right. As my tastes have been more refined.
Yes. Now, yes. Now that he was once 22 and now he's 24.
And desserts, apple pie. I drink seltzer. I don't really drink beer or anything. My answer is boring. You're talking to the kid who said favorite Mexican food is the chicken fajitas at chili, so my answer sticks.
Wait, so what's the drink?
Any type of seltzer, probably a High Noon. I don't drink beer.
Oh, a hard seltzer.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like I've got the terrible answers.
What, you mean that your plate is worse than those plates?
I feel like I have the worst plate.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What's your pro? Well, let's grade it. What's your protein?
Hot dog. I mean, I love hot dogs in the summer at a cookout.
Does it have anything like specially attributed? Is it like, how is it prepared? Like, is there?
I want it to be charred. Not burnt, but like a little charred. And then I want the bun to be toasted. And then I want ketchup and mustard on the hot dog. And I want to eat like six of them.
Okay. That's fine. That's like a totally traditional. I want cheeseburger. So that's fine. You're off to a totally fine start.
I guess I go to bad cookouts. Like, I don't know. Mac and cheese is such a good answer. But I feel like when I'm outside, I like macaroni salad with my hot dog.
Yeah, pasta salad. I'm with you on totally. I went potato salad, but I'm pasta salad. I'm in on that.
So I'm going to go macaroni salad with my hot dog. For my dessert, I'm going to go really simple here. I want ice cream if I'm sitting outside.
Sure. What now do you want, like scoop in a dish, cone, or like an ice cream sandwich?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly where this road is headed. An ice cream sandwich. Hell yeah.
Now, is it like the classic rectangle with the two like chocolate kind of cookie-ish things?
Or are we going like
Klondike or like something? Chipwich is the best possible answer. Yeah.
Chipwich.
They used to, I'm sure they still like the Mrs. Fields Chipwiches are. That's where it's at.
Chipwich. And for the drink, I love beers, but I'm also extremely vain. And if I drink too many beers, I get very bloated. And then I don't like myself as much. Just being honest. So right. I'm going to go with the hard seltzer also. My hard seltzer of choice is the High Noon because it has vodka in it. Like White Claws are good.
Which flavor of High Noon are you in on?
Black cherry.
Okay. Grapefruit is probably, I mean, it's between a few of them, but I like grapefruit.
Like I would drink like 15 black cherry High Noons and absolutely love life. And I will throw in my not honorable mention because it has to be included also. And I guess I would actually, this falls under the umbrella of dessert. But with all of this, I would like to smoke two cigarettes.
Oh, it's almost like your side instead of pasta salad.
Yes.
It's like I'd like a hot dog, Marlboros.
This is the ideal. Hot dog, macaroni salad, two Marlboro lights, an ice cream sandwich, three hits of the weed pen, and a couple High Noons. And I am good to go.
that's your quote unquote plate.
Right? That's my plate. Right? That's my plate. And then I just sit in the sun and love my life and hopefully don't piss off my fiance. Okay. So this was pretty good. This is a pretty good idea.
Makes me want a Chipwich like right now. Would kill for a Chipwich.
So if you could have any of the things that we've mentioned over the course of this, you could have one of them now. What would it be? What's now?
Well, I just, what's now?
What's now?
Well, I've had dinner during the show. So it's got to be dessert, and I would actually pick a Chipwich. That's what I would pick right now.
Bill, what's now from what we've discussed?
A burger with jalapenos on it.
Okay. Rick, what's now?
Chipwich.
Downtown, what's now?
Chipwich.
Mike has Chipwiches. Nice. That's unbelievable. you jerk. Nice.
Tyler, what's now?
Let's go with the Chipwich. I think that we all can agree that's now.
I'd really like a cigarette. Maybe that's just me. All right.
Yeah.
Go to our
You're
bets
one of
for
a kind.
I guess so. Bets for tonight are on the way. Before we do that, we need our guy Rick to kindly drop Rick the dope ass beat.